Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Ellen Butler. It's Friday, the 4th of October. I hope you're well wherever you are. Coming up,
the sky behind me lit up bright orange and red. Another heavy Israeli bombing mission.
Israel spends another night bombing Lebanon with 28 medics among the dead. And the president leads tributes to former government minister Mary O'Rourke. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sports and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel claims it's killed the Hezbollah commander behind an attack on a football pitch in the Golan Heights in July. 12 children and teenagers were killed. Meanwhile, fighting in Lebanon has intensified, with the Israeli military asking more communities to evacuate. The World Health Organization claims at least 28 on-duty medics have lost their lives there in the past 24 hours. Its Director General, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, has made this appeal.
For healthcare to be protected and not attacked, for access routes to be secured and supplies delivered, and for a ceasefire, a political solution, and peace.
The president has been leading tributes to former Minister Mary O'Rourke, who's died at the age of 87. Michael D. Higgins says she had a shrewd and magnetic approach to politics and politicians. She was first elected to the Dáil as a Fianna Fáil TD in 1982 and served as deputy leader of the party from 1994 to 2002. She served as education minister and health minister, among other portfolios, under different governments. Fianna Fáil TD Robert Troy, who ran on the same general election ticket for Longford West Meath in 2011, says she was a formidable, hard-working politician.
Incredibly hard-working, dedicated local TD and a very reforming minister. I suppose I really got to know her best as a young, aspiring politician, having been elected to Westmeath County Council in 2004. And she worked hard for constituents right throughout Longford Westmeath.
Drivers in Cork and Kerry are being urged to take care ahead of an orange weather warning for rain. It'll take effect at midnight tonight. Pleann O'Dwyer has more.
Drivers in Cork are being warned of dangerous driving conditions and spot flooding during an orange weather warning. Cork County Council's severe weather assessment team met last night and says its crews will be sent to inspect key high-risk areas. Very heavy and persistent rain is forecast, with the highest accumulation in mountainous areas of West Cork. Motorists are advised to avoid driving through flowing or standing water and to exercise caution during heavy rain. Cork and Kerry will be under the orange alert for rain from midnight until 11 p.m. on Saturday. The public's advised to stay away from coastal areas during this time of unsettled weather, while a yellow warning for rain will be in place from midnight for Clare, Limerick, Waterford, Galway and Mayo.
The Taoiseach says nothing has changed regarding a date for the election. Micheál Martin told the Dublin Chamber annual dinner last night there has been no discussions about finishing the government's mandate early. He says it strikes him a lot of people forget that the average Irish person does not wake up in the morning eager to spend the day guessing at election dates. He says all three party leaders have publicly and repeatedly reaffirmed all decisions about completing the term, and those decisions will be discussed and agreed. The smartphone pouches plan continues to be the budget measure which refuses to go away for the government. €9 million in budget money will be spent on using pouches for students to store their phones during school hours. But Labour believes it would be better spent on funding disadvantaged schools. MEP for Dublin, Éanna Reardon, says the pouches are a bad idea.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. So we've been calling for a debt-plus model for the last number of years that would invest in the most disadvantaged of schools right up and down the country. And the government haven't seen fit to be able to provide the funding for that. This €9 million could provide 150 teachers for the 75 most disadvantaged schools in the country. But instead, they've decided to invest in what really is a populist model for appearing to do something about phone usage in schools.
€75 million in legal costs were saved due to personal injury claims not going to litigation last year. The Injuries Resolution Board annual report for last year shows a 10% increase in claims submitted when compared to 2022. 61% of claims are now valued at under €15,000, compared to around a third in 2020. Alan Cantwell has more.
More than 20,000 personal injury claims were submitted to the Injuries Resolution Board in 2023, representing a 10% increase on the previous year. Total value of awards in 2023 was €105 million, lower than the value in 2019. Last year saw the highest number of respondents ever consenting to an assessment by the Injuries Resolution Board, with a record consent rate at 71%. The total number of claims related to fatal accidents has risen by 37% in the last 2 years. In a second report, the Award Values Report for the second half of last year takes a closer look at personal injury trends. Figures revealed the median award for the second half of last year was €12,212, 34% lower than in 2020, before the personal injuries guidelines were introduced.
Cruel content promoting harm to wildlife on apps like TikTok has been highlighted in a new investigation. Attacks on wild animals are being filmed and posted on social media across many parts of the country. The Journal Investigates is warning this trend on apps like Snapchat could lead to more harm to wildlife here. Reporter Patricia Devlin says young people are being enticed into this harmful content.
It's very concerning because we're seeing a lot of younger people being involved in this. For example, TikTok, who say they're very proactive in getting this type of content taken down. That type of platform is used by a high number of young people. And so we've seen videos where, for example, catapults are being used by young people to kill birds, which in Ireland are protected.
Country music star Garth Brooks says he's not the man he's been painted to be, as he's accused in a lawsuit in the US of raping a former employee in a hotel room in 2019. The singer says over the past 2 months, he's been hassled with threats and lies. Lawyers acting on behalf of the woman say they applaud her courage in coming forward. A cruise ship stranded in Belfast for 4 months has finally set sail. The Villa V Odyssey had been scheduled to leave in May for a 3-year round-the-world trip, but was delayed due to unexpected repairs. It sailed for just a few miles earlier this week before dropping off anchor off Northern Ireland on Monday, but it is now bound for Brest in northern France. Eminem is becoming a granddad. The US rapper reveals the news in a music video released for his song Temporary, dedicated to his daughter Hailey Jade. The pair feature in a montage of clips, including a moment when she presents her dad with a jumper that has Grandpa 1 written on the back. The 28-year-old has since confirmed her pregnancy in an Instagram post. And in sport, Dylan Watts was the hero for 10-man Shamrock Rovers in the Conference League last night. His injury time header secured a 1-1 draw for Stephen Bradley's side over Apoel Nicosia at Tallaght Stadium. That's despite the second half red card shown to Neil Fargio. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.